This episode brought to you by Correlation and BankJoy. On the show today, we have ThinkStack's very own Zach Hill talking about five things every single organization should be doing to mitigate their risk in the cyber world. Yes, it's that time of the year where cybersecurity or the fraudsters are going all out to do their bad stuff. So, but Zach and his crew are out there helping protect us. So really good stuff here from Zach. So check it out. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have ThinkStack's very own Zach Hill. Zach, how are you?
I'm good. It's been a busy weekend, but I'm good.
Sometimes I know it's like you get the weekend done and you're like, gosh, I need a vacation for my weekend. Oh my gosh. They're busier than your week sometimes. So good stuff. Well, I'm glad you're here because we're talking about some security type stuff, which is always top of mind for folks out there, especially credit unions in this case. And so the general topic here is five things every single organization should be doing to mitigate risk in this area. But I wanted to start out because the email that you guys sent me was this vulnerability called log4j vulnerability. So I have no idea what this is. So if you can enlighten me and our viewers, I'm sure a bunch of viewers know what this means, but just to lay the framework here, what is the log4j vulnerability and what does it mean to credit unions?
Yeah. So really log4j is a library and it's part of the Java application and many like Java applets. Okay. So it's a fundamental component of a lot of different software out there.
Okay.
That's been around for many, many years. And this particular vulnerability is nasty because it allows someone to inject a bit of code into this, a web application. These are typically like web applications and things like that. And this vulnerability can allow them to steal data or worse, even gain control of systems.
Wow. And in the email, it was stated it's one of the worst we've seen to date. That's a little scary.
Yeah. Yeah. It's certainly the worst in my memory. Probably the second worst was the Intel speculative stuff, which was like 5 years ago, almost, I think four or five. And this one's particularly nasty because it's really easy for basically anyone who's over the age of 8 to do. So it's really easy for an attacker to actually use this vulnerability with little to no repercussions. Very similar to like phishing, right? Phishing, you can blast out a million emails and there's no repercussions to you if you're a bad guy. This is the exact same kind of thing. You can just blast this out and if you get one or two hits, then you got it.
Wow. So let's connect the dots to credit unions here before we get into the five things. But what does it mean for credit or what can credit? Well, I think we'll discuss it, what credit unions can do, but what does it mean to credit? How vulnerable are credit unions, if at all?
Yeah, I would say fairly vulnerable, unfortunately. Okay. You know, we've seen a widespread adoption of this attack and as has government agencies like the FBI and CISA. Ultimately, part of the reason credit unions are so vulnerable is they rely very heavily on vendors and their applications that the vendors that provide them. And a lot of these applications include this vulnerability, unfortunately.
Okay. Oh my gosh. Okay. So this is pretty serious. All right. But I'm sure every cybersecurity person out there at credit unions is well aware of what's going on, or I hope that they are well aware of what's going on here. Cause if you guys know, then a lot of other people know as well. So that's good news. So let's dive into the five things that credit unions can do to mitigate the risk in this area. So I don't know if we'll go over all five, but let's do some, maybe the top three.
Works for me. First and foremost, it's really understanding what you have. It's like an inventory of what your environment is. And you can perform that a plethora of ways. One of them being use like a vulnerability scanning tool to try and understand which parts of your environment are vulnerable to this.
Mm-hmm.
On other tools, CISA, that's CISA, mm-hmm. Government agency, they also have a tool that they've released about a week ago, maybe a little bit less now. That you can also use to scan like your servers and things for this vulnerability. That's a free tool provided by them and one of their partners. And really, it's all about just understanding, you know, what's the scope, right? Like, if I tell you you're vulnerable today, usually people go, where do I start, right? and when you understand which components, which servers, which applications are vulnerable, that allows you to start prioritizing things. Okay. And get going.
Oh, good deal. I'm glad to know that those types of tools are out there and they're being furnished to folks out there. So Creighton's out there, take advantage of that stuff for sure. So, hey, what's number two on your list?
Number two is certainly leveraging. Number two is certainly once you have that list in the inventory, it's just starting to update to the latest patch levels of those applications. A lot of the applications that are vulnerable today are being upgraded very, very rapidly.
My bad.
There's been three patches released in the last 11 days associated with this Log4j library or module. So 2.17 is the latest as of this weekend.
Okay.
So ideally, if you are looking through the release notes for your applications, as you know, your IT teams or security teams are looking to upgrade, definitely try and get to that 2.17 patch level, because that's the latest and greatest.
Okay.
But even if you can only get to 2.15 or 2.16, it's better than nothing.
Exactly. That's what I was thinking. That's what I was thinking. And I would think this stuff is just evolving all the time. So really, this is something you really had to stay on your toes with, I would assume, as far as the patching goes.
Very much so. It's actually been, last week was absolute mayhem. Everyone's expecting this week for another big wave to hit, probably around the holidays. You know, attackers like to use our holidays against us. Yeah. And last week it was changing by the hour, quite literally. New things were coming out, new intelligence was coming out. I feel like the security, you know, community as a whole is starting to wrap their heads around the current attack patterns, but we expect it to shift again soon. So patching is always the number one thing.
Oh, completely. Hey, let's cover number three real quick here too as well.
Yeah. Absolutely. Number three is really like leveraging a lot of the security controls that you have in place today, right? This vulnerability is really easy to execute on. As I mentioned before, it's really easy for, what would be called like script kiddies, right? So people who would just like copy in files, that are provided on like the dark web and things like that to execute the attack. So leveraging things like your EDR platform, right? Like that's your fancy antivirus, basically, nowadays. Okay. It's leveraging things like your firewalls, your web application firewalls. All of these things by themselves won't necessarily stop this from happening. However, when you have something like your antivirus or your EDR platform in place, and you have your firewall in place, firewalls and those antiviruses have all been updated to start to sniff this kind of attack out, and they're starting to stop this stuff really hour by hour. They're improving. So that's certainly number three.
Wow. Okay. Well, I'm going to leave the other two for folks to go to your website and check them out. Again, the top three are important enough. Oh my gosh. So I'm sure the four and five are tops too, but you have a job to do. So I don't want to monopolize your time, but is this just a holiday thing, or is this kind of becoming a year round thing now? Cause it sounds like it's becoming a year round thing. I mean, you'll know that for sure.
Yeah. I mean, I would say hacking is certainly an industry now, which is part of the biggest problem, right? You see ransomware having been seen such an uptick in the amount of adoption that organizations are taking. There's whole organizations out there, some of them running out of Russia and China and North Korea and so on and so forth. They're making billions of dollars by attacking people, and so that's certainly meant that the race, if you will, the one step, keeping one step ahead of them, has gotten faster and faster.
Yeah.
I think in particular, we have consistently seen holidays be used against us in the past, and I think this one was a coincidence, quite frankly, because what actually happened was a researcher identified it at the end of November and beginning of December. And I think that got leaked, because then we started to see the attacks at the start of December.
Oh, so. I see. I got you. Oh my gosh, this is just a never-ending treadmill you guys are on. But thank you so much for all the hard. I mean, all everybody out there, all the cybersecurity folks out there, you guys included, that are just helping protect, you know, the consumers out there and the financial institutions, credit unions in this case, and all the other organizations too. I mean, the job that you guys do is monumental. I mean, and it's never-ending. It's always changing. I mean, every day must be different, or maybe every day must be an adventure, I would assume.
So. Yes.
It's just crazy.
It is. It's challenging, but sometimes times like these, it's nice when the team has good processes in place and good rapport with each other. It's it's also fun to sit back and watch the team at work sometimes. So
right on. Yeah. And that's a good message for Creightons too, is you got to stay on top of this type of, or any organization out there for that matter. You really have to stay on top of this stuff. Cause it's like you said, it's sometimes it's changing by the hour. It's just amazing. Oh my gosh. So, hey, we're going to point folks to your website, the blog, and get them so they can find out the rest, so they can get some more details on this stuff. Anything else to wrap up here, Zach? I mean, I know by the time this interview is over, something else will have happened out there, but any final words here for folks?
No, I mean, ultimately, if anyone needs any help, that's what our team's here for. Okay. We really enjoy this. I can tell you, as a bunch of nerds and geeks, the team was really, really getting into it, figuring out how this puzzle piece, this Rubik's Cube worked. And so don't hesitate to reach out. We're always here for you.
Yeah, kind of in a weird kind of way. It's probably kind of fun figuring this stuff out. So
it feels a little bit like you're in a movie.
Yeah,
you know, when you actively see like an attacker on a box, and you're like, oh, what do I do now? I gotta, you know, stop them, sort of thing.
Game of cat and mouse. It sounds like.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Well, again, thank you so much for all the stuff that you guys do to help protect us and keep up the good work. And then also, happy holidays to you as well. So. Really, really good stuff here, Zach. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Yeah, happy holidays to you as well, Mike. Thanks so much.
Oh, you're welcome.